us. Wonderful Lord, we praise you. Jesus, we exalt you. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. Precious Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Precious Savior, Lord, we worship you tonight. Open our eyes, Lord. We've been praying that this week. Open our eyes that we might see you. A greater revelation, O God, of your glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, our heart's cry, Lord, is to know you. Draw us into your presence tonight, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, looking unto Jesus. Dear Jesus. Jesus, maybe we could all just take a moment to just ask God to open our eyes, each of us. Ask God to remove the things that are clouding your vision. Ask the Lord to remove things that are in our hearts or in our thoughts tonight that are distractions and barriers. Things that might quench the Spirit or grieve the Spirit, Lord, we confess those things tonight. Search our hearts. God desires to pour out His Spirit, but it will come to vessels that are prepared. So, Lord, cleanse us. Forgive us of sin. Lord, would you accomplish your purposes tonight? We pray you would meet the children, the young people also in the cottage and village tonight. Thank you for the work that you're doing in them. Pour out your Spirit, we pray, upon all flesh, our sons and our daughters, our young men, our old men, maidens, and it is for all who are afar off. And so tonight, Lord, we come and claim hold of the promise of the Father. Visit us, we pray, Holy Spirit. Amen. So tonight, that's going to be our focus. The names of God. And we're going to be dealing with a particular, and it culminates in the work of the Holy Spirit. So we want to believe God tonight that as we're singing and worshiping, praying together, that that would kind of be our end goal, that God would just prepare us to do a work by His Spirit. And that encompasses a lot of things. It may be a purifying work that God wants to do in our heart. It may be a revealing work that the Holy Spirit would do in our heart. It may be a sealing work that He would do tonight. It may be salvation. It may be the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It may be that God would begin to stir gifts of the Spirit in your life. And so tonight, we want to just be vessels that are ready to receive, that whatever the Holy Spirit desires to do tonight, He would have His way. And it may not all have to happen in this room in the next hour and a half. It may be an ongoing work. It may be the beginning of a work. maybe something that's going to continue to stir and grow, and this is going to be groundwork tonight. That's all good. But as long as we yield ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit, God will be pleased and we will be blessed. And so that's what we want to do tonight. So we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to tag team Pastor Gary and myself. So I'm going to share a little bit about the names of God, and he's going to follow up with that. And then we're just going to have a time of prayer and worship, and just see where God wants to go tonight. Is that good? Hymn number 324. If you've just arrived today, I know a couple did, a few did, welcome. We're glad that you're here. You're just going to have to catch up to where we've been and where we're going. But we're glad that you're with us. Hymn number 324. Mentioned that there was a need the other day in our meeting. Someone here at camp that has a real burden and going through real challenge as family, and it would be good for us to pray for them again tonight. And God knows, but it's a great burden and a great valley that they're going through right now. that we're believing God for miracles, and we're believing God for his presence and his peace as they walk through this and wait for God to work on their behalf, and they have faith for that. And so let's do that tonight. Let's just raise our voices, and maybe one or two would pray out. This is a great need that this family has. Lord, we pray that you'd come, Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus. God, you are great. God, you are able. Dear Lord, come, we pray. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. God, we stand together in faith on their behalf, Lord. You are a healer. God, you are a healer. You're a God of peace, O God, and comfort. Come, Lord, we pray. Dear Jesus, give grace tonight, O God. Dear Jesus, give grace tonight, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Dear Lord, come. Jesus, visit this home tonight, we pray. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, come, Lord, we pray. Jesus, 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 dear Lord, come, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Someone pray. Dear Jesus, dear Lord God, dear God.
Lord, I pray for this family.
Jesus,
each and every one is special to you, Lord, yes. That they are your children. Lord, and I pray that you will come as a spring in the desert, Lord. And I pray in the desert places that they will find you, Lord. And that you are a faithful God. The wonderful thing is that they know they belong to you, Lord. But just give them that courage, and that they would stay and remain in you, Lord. Yes, that you would cover them with the precious blood of Jesus, dear God. We know that you're in heaven, but you're everywhere, and you're with them even right now, Lord. Lay your hands upon them and put your arms around them, Lord. Put a song in their heart. Jesus, you are the one, the only one that they can look to even now. Lord, a shelter in the time of storm, Lord. We know that it is the safest place to be when you are there, Lord. And I'm just trusting on their behalf, Lord, because you want to show others who you are, but you want to show it to them, Lord, even now, and that they will grow from this experience moment by moment, trusting you, Lord, and believing you for who you are. Lord, many a time, even if you don't give us anything, we still praise your name, Lord. We know that our Redeemer lives, Lord. And so we just thank you that when we come to you, you hear us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. And so we put our hope in you on their behalf today, Lord. Help us to strengthen our brother and sister, whoever they are, Lord. And that all will come to glorify you. But even in this circumstance, I know, Lord, that you're still being glorified. And that you are sovereign and you are able, Lord. Indeed, we put our trust. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For I know the Lord is anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven. With the saving strength of his right hand, they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Amen. Yes. Lord, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bet you didn't know how many songs you don't know. That was an old camper song that we learned. I did anyway up in the village, but I forgot half of it, taken out of the Psalms. But amen. We remember the name of the Lord and we believe his report. Amen. It's an opportunity tonight for you to share testimonies, and we encourage you to do that, so feel free, and let's sing the last verse.
Into the love of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, praising the one who brought me out of my sin.
Sing hymn number 82 in the white book.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That is his promise. It's not just the words of a songwriter. It's the words of God, his promise.